Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm with Raina. I'm with my beautiful wife, Nettie Raina.
Thank you for joining us today. We are on the beginning of a new series. Should I say the name of the series?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It's titled, Let's Go.
Man, I tell you, I'm excited about this topic. Our whole life is based on this. This ministry was founded on those words.
Yes.
Let's go. We're going to talk about scriptures that Jesus says go.
Yeah.
And that's what we heard. You know, Nate, I was thinking about this. We've been married now 39 years. Mm-hmm. And guess what we've been doing for the last 39 years? Going.
Yes, we
have. I was talking to somebody yesterday. We were talking about, I was talking to them about go, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, when me and Nettie, when we got together 39 years ago, we were youth pastors of a church. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing we did with the youth.
Yes.
We got the youth together, and I found out who sung, who rapped, and who did poems or things like that.
Exactly. And we found out their gifts.
Their gifts, and we took them to the streets. Mm-hmm. We took them to people's front yards. I remember that, knocking on people's front doors, asking them if we can plug up an extension cord for power.
Yes.
Because we had a small PA system that we bought.
I remember.
And we would have rallies in the street corners. Then from there, we graduated across the street, I remember, to a convenience store.
Yes, and we had, it was a 7-Eleven, right?
Well, this was...
Oh, no, this was a little market in
little
the corner.
A little market. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the 7-Eleven.
Yes, we did.
Then we got my father's flatbed truck and turned that into a stage for many years. Then in 2002, we got our mobile stage.
Yes.
We haven't stopped.
That's
now,
right.
That mobile stage has been in our movies. Mm-hmm. That mobile stage has, we have pulled that thing all across America. Mm-hmm. That mobile stage have seen a lot of souls come to the edge of it.
Yeah.
Because we open it up and the people come forward and receive Jesus. So
that's right.
Go. We're talking about go.
Uh-huh. Go.
We're going to look at some scriptures where Jesus tells us and he tells us to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to talk about, Nettie, in these four TV shows, the response that we should have on going.
Yes.
But today I want to talk about, I want to read the scriptures, but I want to talk about our go.
Our go.
Yeah. Because that's another thing we're going to talk about in these four TV shows.
Yes.
Everyone has their own go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
I agree.
Last
year during Christmas, me and you were at a stoplight and there was people, I think it could have been Christmas Eve. It could have been New Year's Eve, but we were somewhere during the holidays and we were at a stoplight and people were just moving around. I mean, like everybody and their grandma was out in their vehicles going somewhere. And you said that. You said, everyone's going somewhere.
Exactly. You know?
Then I said, everyone's life's here is important. Because, you know, it was just me and Nettie in our car. And I was thinking at that moment, you know, our life, we know where we're going.
Yes.
Our life's important.
Exactly.
Everything we're doing is important. Our children are important. Our ministry, our marriage.
Yes.
You know, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where we were going. At that moment, we were going to your parents.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
But everyone else around us was going somewhere. As well.
That's right.
So everyone has a go.
Yes, we do.
Some people, all right. I know your response right now. But every time we go to your parents, we pass the Chino prison. All right? I know you're going to laugh on this. And every time we pass the Chino prison, I always look and I pray for all the inmates. And I always think about them, especially during Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. And you always tell me, you always say that. Well, this is what I say. My response is, man, they're spending Thanksgiving behind bars. They're spending Christmas behind bars. They're spending New Year's behind bars.
Yes.
they took the wrong go. Mm-hmm. They made the wrong decision where to go. And because they chose that go, that path of go, it led them behind prison doors.
Yes, true.
So I just don't want to look at, because we could be finished with this message in 10 minutes if we just focus on Jesus said, go preach the gospel, and we're done. But no, Nettie, I want to talk about every individual's goals. All right. It's very important to for everyone to do your own goal. Go to your own place. And I would say this as well, Nettie. You'll touch people in your goal that Nettie and I can't touch in our goal. I know you want to say something.
Yeah, and you have to know where to go. You're gonna find out.
Exactly.
Also, we have to know where to go.
And you know what? You have to test your go as well. A lot of people are doing their goals, and it's not God that sent them to do that go. And they're not bearing fruit. Or, Nettie, I know I'm going to say something, and you're going to have a lot to say on this. There's a lot of people doing the wrong go, and they're losing their marriage. Could you do me a favor? Talk about the doctor that Aunt Valerie talked about, and talk about that whole thing for a second.
Okay, well, my aunt works for a doctor, and so she was saying, then she's in her 60s, and this doctor is in his 60s, and he said he never thought he would be in this situation.
Well, he told Aunt Valerie, I'm getting a divorce, and Valerie was like, I've been working for you for 50 years, and like, this is heavy news.
Yes, and so he said, I never thought I would be in this situation that I am in right now. And not only a divorce, but all their money. He said this has put a big financial strain on both of them because they're going to have to divide everything. It's just, you know, and it's like he never thought he would be in this situation that he's in. But it didn't just start there.
I know we were talking about this having coffee yesterday, and you were telling me this, but the more we talked about it, the more kind of the revelation that came to me on this message. Okay, here you got this successful doctor who has been in practice for many years. Aunt Valerie has worked for him seriously over 30 years.
Probably.
Okay, now listen. He said he never thought he would be in this situation. They have children, they have grandchildren, they have a huge house, they have cars, they have money. Somewhere along the line, he changed his goal. And this is what you said yesterday, Ned. You said, what became more important to him that took his attention off his marriage, his home, his children? Did his job become too large in his life where it overtook his time with his wife? And his wife now is saying, I'm going and I'm going to take half of everything you owe. I'm just trying to lay this out. The importance of knowing your goal. Now, I just heard something as I was talking. How many ministers have burnt out, have lost their marriages, have lost their children because they're doing the wrong go?
That's right.
Well, I just want to talk about this for a minute. We have some great scriptures that are going to help us see this in a way.
Yes.
But you got to know these things because you'll be burning oil. You'll be burning time. You'll be burning finances. Also, you'll be wasting the time of your volunteers if you're doing the wrong go.
Exactly.
All right? I'm just trying to lay this out, Nettie.
Amen.
Because I told Nettie coming in, exiting 2023, I know we're already like a few months in the new year. I told Nettie immediately, I said, in this new year, 2024, I don't want to do anything that I'm not so supposed to be doing.
That's right. I agree with that.
You know, I'll support other ministries. I'll go and hear other preachers. I have a lot of friends who are preachers, and I'll go hear you preach. But if I can't make it, don't get upset with me. I'm not going to go if I'm not supposed to go.
That's right.
Because there's a consequence. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say one more thing. We're going to go to break. I didn't know I was going to go this far, mm-hmm. but I'm on a go right now. So I need to keep going. Uh-huh. And I honestly believe, now Nettie and I, we've been in ministry 40 years now, so I can say a few things from experience. Mm-hmm. You can be a minister and a pastor, and you have your ministry in your church involved in things that are not bearing fruit because you're doing the wrong go. Mm-hmm. And you need to really find out if we should be doing what we're doing. I know what Dr. Savelle said, something very powerful that changed my life. He says, just don't do something because you did it last year. Listen, we're going to go to break. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. God bless you.
Thank you for watching Rally TV today. We believe you're enjoying the message. For more information about Rally Ministry, visit rallymin.org. Stay connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X. There you'll be informed on what's happening, from events to encouraging messages and new episodes of Rally TV. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Rally Ministry. There you will find past and current episodes of Rally TV plus live stream events. We have a podcast available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you will have a weekly teaching just for you. Are you in the Los Angeles area? Join us for our once a month meeting called Rally LA. There we gather once a month to encourage you in faith. For more information, visit rallymin.org. And now, let's get back to the show.
Hey folks, welcome back. I kind of want to jump back in what Dr. Jerry Savelle said when we left a little bit ago. Yes. He says, just because you and your ministry did something last year doesn't mean you do it again.
That's right.
You know, you repeat the whole event or that service or that conference.
That's right.
Why did I say that, Holy Ghost?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when Dr. Jerry Savelle said that, I took time to look at our lives, our ministry.
Yes.
And we were doing some things that I thought we were just supposed to do every year. And you know what? We wasted a lot of money. Well, I don't, you know, don't throw no rocks at me. I mean, people's lives were touched. Whenever the gospel's preached, people will be helped.
Yeah.
But God didn't ask us to do those things again.
Again.
Just because we did it last year, we thought, well, let's just put it back on the calendar.
Yes.
All right? So I want to deal with this stuff first. Pastor Keith Moore says this. Find out if God's telling you to go to college, to university. Just because you graduated from high school, parents, doesn't mean you have to send your children to 4 years to a university. And if it wasn't God, it's going to cost you over $200,000. You're going to have to get two jobs to pay for it, where your child, let's say, had a calling on their lives, and they're supposed to be at the local church learning media, learning serving under children ministry, whatever God called them to do. But because we thought we should go and did not inquire of God, we went to the wrong place. And time and finances and energy was wasted.
Exactly.
I know you said, Rick, we're going a little different direction. I'm just following the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because ask me how I know. You know, in 40 years of ministry, there's some things that I did that we should not have done. And there was a lot of great things we did that we were supposed to do. Now, Nettie, I want you to talk about, you know, we went to break. You said you had some things you wanted to share. Let's talk about that. Then we'll get into some scriptures.
Okay. Well, I was listening. I was kind of quiet and just listening because the Lord led us a little different route. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just listening because it's all about go. Let's go. Mm. But before you go, you have to have things in order.
Come on.
You have to have things in order at home before you go. Because if things are not in order, when you go, you can lose some things along the way.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. And I'm a strong believer of having a balanced family, a balanced life. You know, Rick and I, we've been married almost 40 years. It'll be 40 years this year. And we have learned some things, saw some things. I'm a person that watches and learns. I watch and learn. And I have seen some things. And I said, I will not go that route. I will not lose my family. I will not lose our marriage. I will not lose things in life because of ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm a strong believer of balance living. And Rick and I did it all. Our children did it all. I mean, we were involved in many things, mm-hmm. in school and sports. And I mean, we did it because we were balanced in our lives. We did not lose out on anything.
Not at all.
We have an exciting life, and our children have as well. But it was always based off balance. Mm-hmm. And if we were not balanced, we would not be here today. Mm-hmm. And because I've seen many families get in divorce and be destroyed because of not being balanced. Mm-hmm. So I'm a strong believer in balance. And you might say, well, how do I stay balanced? Okay, I'm going to give you 5 key ingredients to having a healthy family. Mm-hmm. And number one is you have to have God first in your life, in your marriage, in your home. Whether you're married, single, it doesn't matter. You have to have God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, I won't go over the whole thing, but I'm just giving you some key tips here. And I'm giving you 5 ingredients to have a healthy family mm-hmm. before you can go.
Come on. Man.
Number one is have God first in your life. Foremost, God is first before Rick. God is my everything. No, that's God, the Father, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, that is my lifestyle. So number one, God. And then second, if you're married, it's your spouse. You have to have a relationship with your spouse. You and your spouse have to come together and serve God together. Then it's your children, in that order. And as a couple, you are able to attend to your children as a couple. If you're single, it's a different story. It's God, and then, you know, you let the Holy Spirit be your guide, and then you'll be your children. So it's God, your spouse, mm-hmm. and then your children. Then it's your job. You have to have a healthy job and a healthy life in your workplace so you can provide for your children mm-hmm. and your family. Whether you're just the husband works or both parents work, but you have, that's your job. And then number 5, it's your local church. You need to be a part of the local church. So these are 5 key ingredients to a healthy mm-hmm. family before you can go. And those are things, I mean, I just did a basic little mm-hmm. ingredients there for you. But those are things that Rick and I have paid attention to all our marriage. And especially me as mm-hmm. as the wife and the mother. These are things that I pay attention to, and I really address them because I have to keep this family in order as the wife and as the mother. Mm-hmm. But before you can go, you need to have your home in order so you can be successful in all these areas. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you and I, Rick, do and continue to do to this day.
You know, again, we're talking about go. Mm-hmm. And we hear a lot of people say, let's go, let's mm-hmm. go. Mm-hmm. Okay. We do a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. And I have to make sure if we're going in our car, our truck, our motorcycle, mm-hmm. all right? Let's talk about motorcycle for a minute. Me and you travel a lot on our motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Before we can let's go, mm-hmm. I got to do a pre-check on the motorcycle mm-hmm. before we get all excited and say, let's go. Uh-huh. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, I always check the tires, the fluids, the brakes. Mm-hmm. I always clean the bike first, mm-hmm. get the bike packed up properly, the weight, we have luggage and stuff like that. There's like a pre-check mm-hmm. for safety. before we get all excited and say, let's go. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to read that scripture that you're talking about, Nettie. Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So I want to give you that scripture right now because we have to seek first the kingdom of God. Then you go.
Yes.
Find out where you're going and find out the mission and find out the reason. Here's the most important thing. Did God tell you to go?
Yes.
All right. There's two stories that's coming to me very fast. I never forget. We heard the story from Pastor Keith Moore. He was in the jungles. He was in Africa somewhere. He was in a Jeep. The pastors picked him up from the airport and they were taking him into the jungles to preach the gospel. He never forgets there was like a war going on.
Yes.
He heard bombs and he heard guns and you know, things being blown up.
Yes.
And fear tried to come on him and say, I'm going to kill you now in the middle of the jungle. Then the Spirit of the Lord said, no, no, no. You're in the most safest place because you're in my place. God gave him a word to go. So your most safest place is the place where you should go.
Yes.
And the place you should be. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, I really believe, Nettie, our viewers, people that can hear us, will be helped.
Amen.
And I'll share this one more thought really quick. You know, this is what God is asking us to do in these last days, to go.
Yes.
You know, I'll be talking about Raleigh, California. God has asked us to do six major crusades here in California in 2024. They're called Raleigh, California. We'll talk about them more on the next show. Listen, folks, we got to go. But make sure we're going to the right place.
Amen.
God bless you. You know, that's all I keep hearing, Eddie. Go, go, go. You know, that's what we're talking about. Jesus, the last thing he told his disciples before he went to heaven was go.
Yes.
And you know what? This is what we're doing here on Raleigh TV or Raleigh Ministry.
Yes.
You know, we have a list. We have a list of things that God has called us to do.
Yes.
And I told Nettie, we're just going to stick with our list.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you why. There's grace for our list.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day as well, Nettie. We tithe and sow into a lot of ministries. You know, some of you that are watching, we send offerings every month. We tithe into other ministries. Because we can't go where they go. You know, whenever they do something, I mean, we physically can't go.
Yes.
But we're with them through our giving.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking of Kevin Kozak, his ministry, MXers for Jesus. They travel the whole country with a semi-truck, an RV type semi-truck. And they go to all the motocross races. And what they do, they set up camp and they have church on Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you why. Because these motorcycle racers, motocross, they race on Sunday. So what he does, he brings church to them.
Yes.
Well, I can't go with them, but we support them every month.
Yes.
You know, the Victory Channel, and the list goes on and on.
Yes, amen.
Partnership is so important.
That's right.
What I'm saying, Eddie, is we have a list of things that we do here. For instance, we've been talking about Raleigh, California. We're doing six major crusades this year.
Yes,
they're called Raleigh, California. We've been talking about them on the TV show. We're excited about it.
Exactly.
Nettie, we're not done with our films. Raleigh Films.
That's right.
I know the other day I was talking to you about this and you something came up in your spirit big about Raleigh Films. Talk about that.
Yes, we have some short films that we have not launched yet and we have some feature films that we did. So this summer, I was telling Rick we need to do a summer launch. And you know, so what we're doing, Raleigh Ministry, we have a list and we've been talking about it on these episodes. It is to go out and to reach people. Rick and I on Rally TV, not only on Rally TV, we're teaching you how to live a victorious life. Then we have Rally LA, a monthly meeting in person where we can help build your faith and help you with your assignment. And then there's the film department. And the reason why the film, because every one of you has a device, you're watching Rally TV on a device right now. So we want to get the word out every way and every form through building your faith or through TVs, through short films. So pay attention, follow Rally Ministry, because you'll be hearing more about launching our short films and our feature films. It is time to get the gospel out, to get the word out in every available voice, in every form, and every platform. So that's what we're going to be doing. And there's many things. Our list is grand, but it's okay. And that's what we are called to do. And you, our partners as well, our viewers, can be a part of this as well by partnering up through finances, through coming and joining and being a part through prayer. It is so important that we are all doing the Great Commission.
You know, you said Rally Films. Mm-hmm. That's where Rally Studios comes in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you know, we talked about due season.
Uh-huh.
We're very close to possessing Rally Studios.
Yes,
I believe exactly. That with all my heart. Now, Rally Studio is that place in Hollywood
mm-hmm.
where we can film Rally TV, we can film movies, we can film short films, we can hold monthly meetings
yes.
there, we can do red carpets
mm-hmm.
there, we can film the gospel
that's right.
there at Rally Studio. So continue praying and
uh-huh.
partnering with us. And I'll be bold enough to say this, if you have a building in Los Angeles, California,
that's right.
And you want to bless us with it,
uh-huh.
we'll take it and we'll
Amen.
Turn it in
Amen.
To Rally Studios. I said that, Nettie, because the other day you told me that
mm-hmm.
we were driving.
Yes.
We were talking about Rally Studios. You said someone has a building.
Yes.
So if you have a building
that's
and you
right.
want us to use it, we'll use it for the kingdom of God.
Amen. There's a lot of buildings, Rick, out
yeah.
there that are just not being used. And why not? Take it. We got the kingdom of God. We have things to do, so we take our studio.
Another thing is the rally letter. Every month,
mm-hmm.
Nettie, we send a partner letter.
That's right.
We have a word in there. We also show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
We show what we're doing and what God has done, and we also talk about it. We tell about
Amen.
It.
Amen. And continue to send your emails to us. We receive them and we pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you send prayer requests, and we are in agreement with you. Again, stay connected with us through rallymen.org. Through our social sites, you will find out what we're doing, where we're going, and what's happening there.
All right, we call you blessed, and we want to say thank
mm-hmm.
you for praying for us. Thank you for coming to our meetings.
Thank
yes. you for partnering with
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
In finance, we speak the hundredfold return back
mm-hmm.
to you. God bless you.